Tralee Bay, with its sheltered, indented coastline, is a refuge for rays, skates and angel sharks, which are critically endangered. The intertidal flats around the estuaries of the River Lee and the Owen Moor are also extremely important wintering habitat for several threatened bird species. Promoting the importance of the area has been at the forefront of the work of the Tralee Bay Wetlands Eco and Activity Park since it opened 11 years ago. Alan Balfe is the Education and Wildlife Officer.
Well, we're right on the River Lee, where Tralee got its name from. Tralee Bay is, I don't think people realise how close we are to the sea. Like, Tralee Bay there is, that's the Atlantic Ocean. And they're just discovering more and more species of fish and birds coming to the place. We're only after discovering the last couple of years that there's a huge nesting ground of skates and rays and sharks that come here every year, and they breed here. And even during winter, when you're walking out there, you can see loads of birds. I suppose the most popular one is the Brent geese, and they're all just flying in from different parts of the world, and they're staying out there and they're eating. So we're an interpreter centre. We try and educate people on that and how that is like a really important and a vital area. We were at a meeting last night, and a blue hope spot is what they're calling them. And that includes Tralee Bay, and I think it goes down to, I think that stretches down to Kenmare. And those areas of water are an important part for the world ecosystem. So it's not just Ireland, it's the world ecosystem. That's how important the waters of Kerry are. They're important for the world because we have so many fish coming here, breeding and sheltering.
And why Tralee Bay? Why do they like this area?
We have the Atlantic Current. It's warm. There's loads of islands. So if there's ever heavy currents, they can just hide behind those little islands. And I suppose they're near the spawning ground as well. A lot of salmon historically come into Irish waters to spawn. And we do have coral as well. It's not like the coral reef though. Right. It's not bright. It is kind of, it's just not well as well known. And again, we're just discovering what's in the oceans, which is why we're trying to, you know, there's big kickback against deep sea trawling, and what's going to happen now is the deep sea mining, because that's just going to destroy the bed, the seabed, and that's going to destroy fishing grounds, and it's going to destroy those corals, which are important for those fish. So it's better to feed yourself than to have minerals to make things we don't need.
Alan talks about some of the species that depend on the area.
So I know the Brent geese come from Canada. They fly here every year. They feed on, it's a seaweed called Zostera. Tralee Bay is actually one of the most important sites in Europe for those zoster beds. There just seems to be loads of it out there. It just seems to be not disturbed. So that the Brent geese come here, feed every year, and they feed on that. Now you see them flying in and out to fields as well. They eat little bits of grass, but the zoster is the main thing. We've one of the biggest beds of the oyster, the European oyster. And that, again, that's really important. There's only a few sites around Ireland that has such a diverse and an important bed like that, a big bed like that. And again, those oysters, they, number one, they help prevent big surfs because they take some of the energy out of the water. You don't get that current coming in underneath the water. So they take some of that energy out of waves. They're also a breeding ground for fish.
I'm just wondering, how do they take the energy out of the waves?
They're sitting on rock and they'll start reproducing on top of each other. So they become bigger and bigger and bigger. And so just the current hits that, and that's taking a lot of energy out of that wave.
Okay, that's fascinating.
Yeah, it's one of the things, they're ecosystem engineers. So they're saving our dunes and our shores from being battered by waves. And they're providing breeding ground for fish. Because the small fish can go really close to them and bigger fish can't get in to little cracks and crevices.
That's fascinating.
Yeah, it's really cool. And nobody knows it's out there.
Very few do.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's just about educating people about that. It's like, protect them, we end up getting more fish. And our fishermen who are in Finnish and Dingle get more money.
The Wetlands Centre has also done a lot of work in its grounds to attract biodiversity.
You actually see a good few heron around here. We've tall trees to the back of us where they like to breed. And we've got small fish that you can see in the main lake. They're called stickleback. They only grow a couple of centimetres, they're not big, but they're enough to feed the heron. And they also feed cormorants as well. You'll see them, usually during winter, you see the cormorants in the front lake, and you'll see three or four of them. There's usually one always, but sometimes you get to see three or four of them. and they're hunting for those stickleback. And we've also planted the lake at the front, so there's lilies in there now. There's water mint, bulrush, iris, and brooklime. So we're trying to rewild it a little bit. That's going to bring in more animals. And we've started to see it now. We've seen blue dragonfly, blue hawker, and we haven't seen them here before. So there are new species to the area, and all because there was no plants really in the lake, but we've started to increase the amount. And the more plants we put in, the more habitat there is, and there's more hiding spots then. A couple of kingfishers around the area. You never see them. You see the blue flash of electric blue going away, and that is it's a real treat if you actually do see one. But they're up and down the Lee, so if you're ever walking across the bridge, just have a look out. You might see one.
In particular, Alan stresses the importance of the reed beds in the area for cleaning our water and preventing droughts.
What we have here, a reed bed, it's a natural filtration system. So it's cleaning the water. And the more we have reed beds and wetland habitats, the cleaner our water is. And this area holds a load of water. And it releases it slowly into the river. Kind of is the problem at the moment. We were so busy draining the land over the last 50 years, 60. Mm-hmm. We're now coming into, I know this summer's been wet, but once we hit dry summers, any rain that falls is going to go straight out into the ocean because the ground is so hard and compacted, it just drained off. So it's kind of why you need wetland areas, because they hold water for those times when you need it. Mm-hmm. And we get our drinking water from the river. So the more wetland areas that we can have in the mountain from source to sea, from the river mouth to the ocean, the more water the land beside the rivers will hold. And there'll be less flooding because they're holding back all that water, and there's less risk of drought because we've held the water on the mountain. We're lucky because we're in Ireland, rains the whole time, but when it doesn't, there's usually a hosepipe ban. So we need to start thinking, how do we avoid these situations? So we're trying to teach people about that too, like the whole, you know, it's not just for animals, we are animals ourselves, so
we forget that, don't we?
Absolutely. Well, affects what we do to the world affects it. If we put in a drainage ditch, it's going to dry out the land, release loads of carbon, and change what is on that. People have been farming in Ireland for thousands of years. It's only the last 40 years we've been getting grants to do all the bad stuff. And now we're getting grants to try and rectify that. But it was easy to do the damage. It's harder to rectify it now.
So to find out more about what we can do to protect the very special nature reserve on our doorstep here in Kerry, why not pay a visit to the Tralee Bay Wetlands?